Hello?
Hi, this is Lydia. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Peter?
Yes, it is.
Hi there. I was calling to talk to you about your Facebook ads. I saw you had some questions about it.
Hey, Lydia. Yes, I did.
Okay. Let's go over a little bit. I have it pulled up here. It looks like your budget for last month was $75, and you had 129 link clicks, and it was about 58 cents per click. So that's a pretty good cost per click.
I didn't know I got any clicks. Where is that? How do I know that? Where do I see that?
So right now, your ad is being run through our Facebook Ads Manager account, but we're working on getting you guys our clients a dashboard and a report in your Local Splash dashboard. That way you can see how many clicks you're getting in your page engagement and kind of the cost per click situation.
What ad are they looking at? So what ad are they
looking at? What did they click on? So I put together an ad for your company. And the ad just gives a brief description about your company, says you have 27 years of experience, you have free estimates, gives a list of some of the services you provide. It has your phone number and your website, and has a call now button at the bottom of it that says call for a free quote, and they can click on it. And when they click on it, that's how the link clicks are tracked. And they click on it to call. It'll pop up your business phone number, and they'll call you guys.
How many times did somebody click on that?
It says you got 129 link clicks.
They clicked on call me now?
They either clicked on your ad or they clicked on the call now button, yes.
Well, which one is it? Because if they clicked on call me now, I would have got the call, right?
If they called, yeah. The thing about a call now is they could have clicked on it and then clicked out of it, and it technically still counts as a click. I usually, if you're active on your Facebook page, will recommend changing the call now button to message. That way, you know, whenever you'd actually know that you've received the message and where the lead came from, because it'll message you on Facebook.
Well, I don't really use Facebook. I don't go on
okay.
it. I was told that I didn't really need to, but I needed to have a Facebook to get, you know. So, like, I don't go on there and post my life like everybody does.
Right. I understand that. Yeah, and I think that's why you had discussed with one of the agents before. That's why we did the call now. And we could always change it to, you know, visit a website if you don't think the call now is working. I don't know if, let me look here. I think that your Facebook ads was just scheduled for a one-time payment.
What's that?
It looks like you just paid for Facebook ads for just the one time. Or were you just trying to test it out to see if you liked it or not?
Well, I did it one time. I mean, I thought I would see something saying that, you know, how much of it's been used, that I'm getting some clicks. I didn't even know.
Want to see the ad, what it looks like.
Right.
You know, I mean.
I didn't know that anything even happened, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I can send you guys an email of what the Facebook ad looks like and a screenshot of the reporting.
Well, I'm in Facebook, so what do I do?
So because the thing is, like, all of the ads are run through our Local Splash Facebook ads account. So if you guys were to have access to that, you'd have access to all of our clients' ad accounts. So, that, like I said, there's no way for you to see the cost per click right now, but we're currently working on integrating that to the Local Splash dashboard so that you can see the cost per click and how many clicks you're getting in your page engagement. But as of right now, like, that's...
How does somebody see the ad?
How do you see the ad, or how do viewers and, you know, clients see your ad?
Yeah, clients, viewers, maybe. I mean, what's the difference?
So right now we're targeting, we're targeting Bel Air and Clearwater and East Lake, Florida. We're doing a 25-mile radius around those areas, and we have used your keywords, punched those into the Facebook Ads Manager feature, And so anybody within that area who shows behavior of searching for your services you provide, your ad will pop up to them. And that's whenever they would either click on your ad to call you.
Like what has somebody clicked on? What word to bring them to that many clicks? Like what, like the two top ones that you see?
The top rate, the first two one is air conditioning, and it looks like central heating and HVAC services.
So somebody's typing that in and they're getting to that, to my ad?
They're showing, so Facebook monitors the users' search behavior and interest behavior, and that's actually what I've targeted, was those showing interest in those services that you've provided. So that I go in and I say, show this ad in this area to the people that are showing this interest. And the interest, obviously, for you is the HVAC and the central heating and whatnot.
So which, like, the terms that you're using, are those my keywords?
Yeah, so AC installation, AC repair, HVAC contractor, residential HVAC, commercial HVAC, coil cleaning, mini split installation.
Okay. So out of those terms that you're saying, can you see how many clicks happened on each of those?
They're not all sorted, unfortunately. Not all of the – it's not the same as Google. I know on Google Ads you can see which keywords worked best for you, but unfortunately there's not any way to see how that works on Facebook Ads.
Okay, so what would somebody put in? Coil cleaning Clearwater? And that would finally come up?
So not necessarily, because some people don't use Facebook as a search engine. So what Facebook does is they pull information from other search engines. Like if someone went on Google and they said, and you know, search or home air conditioning near me in your area, then Facebook would say, oh, you know, they're interested in some air conditioning and they're in this area, let me show them this ad. So that's how it works. With it'll pull from like the Safari, it'll pull from Bing, it'll pull from Google. If they've clicked on a recent ad of another company in your area that offers your same services, it'll show them the ad. It just monitors, you know, their recent behavior and their interests on the Internet.
I'm trying to, like, so I'm on Marketplace, so if I'm a customer and I'm trying to, you know, get one of these services, you know, I'm trying to put something in here so I can see my ad. So how can I do that?
So you can't search for the ad specifically. That's why if you specifically want to see your ad, I usually send screenshots of what the ad looks like. But there's not any specific way for you to search for your ad specifically.
So if you type in AC installation in the search bar in Marketplace and scroll through all the ads that pop up, we wouldn't find ours?
You could if you were showing, if you showed interest, if Facebook decided that you were a person who would be entitled, or, you know, not entitled, but be someone that would show interest in seeing an ad like yours.
I do this every day on my phone. I always do AC repair. I want to see what's going on AC on Facebook Marketplace. So I should be one of those people. I mean, I'm putting in 5 to 10 keywords a day, so I should, I should pop up on there if I scroll through all the ads within the 25-mile radius.
Yeah, that's true. That's true that you should be one of those that the ad would be displayed to.
So that being said, yeah, we want to see what picture you have on there, what the price that you have, if there's a price, because each one of these people have prices from a dollar to whatever.
Okay, yeah, I can send you guys a screenshot of what the ad looks like. We didn't get any specifics from you guys initially about any promotion you're running or any price, so there's nothing included in the ad content about that. But you'll see that when you get the email that I send you of the ad creative.
Right. I'm still a little concerned that, you know, I'm here and I cannot find an ad. So I just don't understand that.
Ad is different from a post. So a post goes directly on your Facebook page. An ad is just something that'll run and show up in a news feed. It's a sponsored post that will show up in a viewer's news feed. It's a little bit different than a post.
Well, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, are we talking? Let's talk about what's different for me. Is that a
Sorry, say that one more time. I think you broke up.
Is that what are you doing for us? A post or an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad.
Okay,
and usually when you search for it.
Ad. So I use the wrong word. Forget about post. Ad. So
okay.
It concerns that I can't see an ad that, you know, is being run for me.
Right, so yeah, what we'll do is we'll send you a...
How are all these other companies on here that I'm seeing? All these other AC companies that do... I put in coil cleaning, all these companies come up. I put AC repair, all these companies come up.
Yeah, so I... So your ad has only been running for a month. And Facebook usually, in order for it to fully get a good... read on all of its users, because there's like 2 million of them or something like that, an ad usually has to run longer than a month for it to get the optimal results.
There's 2 million what?
Users on Facebook. So there's a lot of monitoring that goes into monitoring Facebook ads and the users. So like I said, your ad's only been running for a month, and usually it takes a little bit longer than a month or 2 months to 3 months before Facebook can get a good read on your ad to show it to most of the people. But you still got 129 clink licks on your ad, which is pretty good for just it running for a month.
Well, something's wrong if it's not one person that's called. I mean, there's something wrong, you know.
I mean, that's why we need to see the ad to see what's being said and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm surprised that you guys didn't say, hey, this is what your Facebook ad's going to be like. Is that okay that we put that on there? I mean, you don't know what work we want to put on there, technically. I mean, you just put that on there and it ran up to $100 like it was nothing. I mean, it makes no sense, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, clients usually will suggest or request that we send them a screenshot, and I didn't see any notes that you guys had requested that, and so what I'll do is I'll just send it over now. You guys aren't billing again for Facebook ads, and I can in the future if you'd like me to, but what I'll do is I'll send an email over of the reporting of the performance of your ad as well as what the ad looks like.
Well, I didn't ask for it because from what I've experienced with your company so far, whenever you do something for me, you send me a text that says, hey, we've done this for you. Here it is. Here's your dashboard. Click in your dashboard, and you can see this or that or whatever. So I didn't get anything about the Facebook.
Yeah, no, we sent just an email of saying, hey, great news, your Facebook advertising campaign is live. And that was sent on March 4th. But like I said, it's not integrated into the dashboard yet, so whenever someone does request it, I just send an email, which I'm going to send to you guys right now.
All right. So, I mean, obviously you've been doing this a long time, so what is your opinion? Why would so many people click on it and not one person, you know, come through?
So a lot of the link clicks could have, you know, they could have clicked into your ad and then clicked out and said they didn't want to call. A lot of my experience is that whenever a viewer is seeing your ad, they kind of want to maybe look at your page or your website first before giving you a call. So whenever they click on it, they maybe were not entitled to just call right then. They wanted to do a little bit more research on your company. And so that's maybe why there's so many link clicks and not as many calls.
So when you're saying click, like these ads that I'm seeing, do you mean like when I see one, as soon as I touch it, it's now charged. Is that right?
It's counted as a link click, yes.
To read through it, you know, I've now clicked it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now there's another button that says buy now, add to cart. So that's, if somebody clicks that, is that another click or not?
So just one click per user.
Okay, so
I see on your dashboard you've had 1, 2, 3, 4 leads. And, you know, whether or not those came from your Facebook ad, there's no telling, but just 4 leads on your call tracking number.
Well, they did it. Three of those calls were somebody from Angie's List calling to ask me if I would like to buy leads from them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Almost immediately, as soon as you guys put that up there, they found it and called me.
And one of them was an existing customer.
Yeah, one of them was an existing customer that couldn't get us on our other phone number and found us and called that
okay.
number. Yeah.
Okay, before I send this email, I just want to make sure it's the right one. It's theairsolutionsac@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, okay. Alrighty, so then that's what I'll do is I'll send you over the email of what the ad looks like and the reporting of the ad. And if you guys want to continue to, you're not billing for it again, so it was just a one time. If you feel like you want to keep going for it, then just call in or let us know if that's something you guys would like to do.
Okay, so how long have you been in that department where you're doing the Facebook ad?
I've been in the department for 2 years.
Okay, so what is the average amount of clicks that you hear that need to happen for somebody to talk to a customer to make a sale if they're selling something, whether it be air conditioners, you know, a mop, I don't know, I mean, whatever. I mean, something in my industry would be nice to talk about, but what is the average number of clicks that are happening?
So I don't usually base it on the average number of clicks. I kind of base it off how long your ad has ran. Even with Google and Facebook, it takes a little bit longer than a month to see the most results that you're going to get.
Right,
and like I said,
I'm trying to, you know, figure out, you're saying that I got, you know, 100 and some odd clicks, which is really good. So how many, what's the average I should be getting to get a call?
I think 129 clicks for it running for a month is a good amount.
So you don't know conversion rates or anything?
As far as link clicks go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately, in order to know conversion rate through the Facebook ads, I don't, like every time someone clicks to call you, they may just want to quote and it not be actual a conversion, right? So conversion rate's kind of tricky when it comes to monitoring link clicks.
Well, they obviously like the ad you made, right? Because they clicked it.
Right.
So then, obviously, something on that point they didn't like. So, I guess, when you send it to me, I can look at it. And, you know, maybe I can shed some light on it, see if we can figure something out.
Okay. Yeah, so for example, we have a client who their ad has been running for, this is the second month it just ended, and they got 4 times the amount of link clicks they did in the first month. So I don't know if that helps you at all when it comes to, it's usually the second and third month, like I said, where Facebook gets a really good feel of your ad and will show it to those people that are interested in your service and more likely to click on your ad.
Right. So they got 4 times more, but how many of those, you know, did they actually speak to a customer or something?
Yeah, that'd be something that I would have to call the client and ask is, how many of these people actually got through to you and did you speak to? So, like I said, it's kind of tricky when just monitoring link clicks.
Right, but I would think every customer that you have that's doing this, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to speak to somebody or sell something, you know? So if we don't get that end result, you know, who cares if somebody clicked on this 10,000 times? What does that do? You know, if it doesn't convert to the next part, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. What good is a link click if you're not going to get the lead? I understand what you're saying.
So before we hang up, what do you think by looking at it? Again, obviously, you said we got a good number of clicks. Click, that's great. Obviously, the ad you made got people's attention. But what do you think was the next part from what you see? Is there something that we need to change or anything?
So before I change anything in an ad, it usually runs for longer than a month. And if something, if the ad you know, performed really poorly, I would go in and change the targeting. I would go in and change the content and the pictures on it. But I, you know, from my experience, I usually wait until the second or third month before I change something on the ad. Because Facebook doesn't even, isn't really familiar with the ad right now. It's just been 1 month.
Uh-huh.
So there's
how many posts can we make?
How many different ads can we make?
Yeah.
So I usually do one ad per client, but that's not, you know, to say we can't do more. I can do two different ad creatives for you and see which one gets, you know, more link clicks and whatnot.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking it is obviously we do service repair and, you know, we also sell AC systems. So I was thinking maybe, you know, I don't know which one, the one you have is probably like for repairing and stuff. So maybe we could do one for, you know, selling systems like I see other people do, where they have pictures of AC systems and they're actually selling them, and they have a
right
price. So maybe I'll figure something out like that, and then we can talk, and you can create another one like that.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm just going to send you over this, this email, and you can look over the ad and see what you think about it. And, if you want to, I can hop on a call with you some other day and we can go through some ideas for actually selling the AC parts and whatnot.
All right. That sounds good. So you have your contact information in the email?
Yeah. I'll put my work email in the email that I send you.
Okay, sounds good, and then I'll call you and make that happen.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.